Dreams of the Witch House. No part of said premises shall in any manner be used or occupied directly or indirectly by any Negro or Negroes, provided that this restriction shall not prevent the occupation, during the period of their employment, of janitors' or chauffeurs' quarters in the basement, or in a barn or garage in the rear, or of servants' quarters. No part of said premises shall be sold, given, conveyed, or leased to any Negro or Negroes, and no permission or license to use or occupy any part thereof shall be given to any Negro, except house servants or janitors or chauffeurs employed thereon, as aforesaid. Standard Form. Restrictive Covenant. Drafted for the Chicago Real Estate Board by Nathan William McChesney of the Chicago Plan Commission, 1927. Summer was waning when Letitia got the blessing she'd been waiting for. By then, her ordeal in Artem had come to feel like a distant memory, and there were times, as June became July and July became August, when she wondered if she'd been wrong about God having something special in store for her. Maybe the virtue of helping Atticus find his father was supposed to be its own reward. That, and getting to go home alive afterwards, if that had been the case, she'd have accepted it and been grateful. Though her brother Marvin might claim otherwise, Letitia knew better than to believe God owed her anything. But she also knew that the Lord moves at his own speed, and that patience is often part of the price he exacts for giving us what he wants us to have. The blessing, when it finally did come, was everything she'd hoped for, and more. Letitia had been wrong about one thing, though. Her ordeal wasn't over. She came by the Safe Negro Travel Company the same day she deposited the check. George was alone in the office, looking over the proofs for the autumn edition of the guide. Letitia got straight to the point.
"Real estate," George said. "You win a sweepstakes?"
"Kind of," Letitia said. "I got a registered letter last week." Actually, the envelope had been addressed to Miss Dandridge, and since Letitia was staying at Ruby's, it would have been fair to assume the letter was meant for her. But Letitia was home by herself that morning, and curiosity got the better of her. The letter was from a lawyer. He said he had some money from one of Daddy's business partners to pay off an old debt. Business partner in Warren Dandridge's case, meaning gambler.